Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for November 3rd, 2024, All Saints Sunday, is based on John chapter 11, verses 32 to 44. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is An Improvisational God. Our third reading, it comes from John in the 11th chapter. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you all from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I feel like we are experiencing liturgical whiplash from last week to this week. Last week, if you remember, or if you were here, if you weren't, I'll explain it. We were all gathered here together in one combined service. Our 9 o'clock traditional service, our 11 o'clock contemporary service, coming together at 10 o'clock. One combined service. The pews were a little fuller. The singing was a little louder. We had special music. We all kind of matched in our red clothing. And we celebrated the fact that our salvation is not dependent upon our actions. That Jesus promises us everlasting life as a free gift of grace. And then today, we come together to somberly light candles and read the names of loved ones who have died in the past year. What a juxtaposition of two completely different services. But if we truly believe the message we heard last week, that Jesus has swallowed up death for all people and promised us eternal life, then maybe today is that next logical step. That we acknowledge the pain that losing a loved one causes us, even if we believe they are made whole and are now at peace in the arms of God. In our reading from John today, we see that we are not alone in our grief. God weeps just like we weep. God weeps when we weep. Jesus returns to the town of Bethany, and when he arrives, they are telling him about the death of his good friend Lazarus. When he sees Mary and the others weeping, we are told that Jesus is deeply moved. And as Jesus is being taken to the tomb, he begins to weep as well. Jesus not only sees the impact that the death of a loved one has on humanity and his friends, but But he too in his humanity also tastes the sting of the death of a loved one. It's as if God is saying, I see how your love for one another causes your heart to hurt when you lose them. And when your heart hurts, my heart hurts for you as well. Grief is that outpouring of love we have for someone who is no longer with us. It's a recognition that without them, it feels like part of our heart is gone forever. People grieve in many different ways and for many different lengths of time. Some go numb, some isolate, some weep, some wail uncontrollably. And in those times of grief, some people think they're being helpful by saying things like, well, at least you'll be reunited with them one day in eternity. That may be what we actually believe and we hold on to hope for, but in that moment of grief, in the midst of it, we really just want to hold that person again, and no words are sufficient. I think this passage gives us permission to publicly acknowledge our pain and trust that God is curled up with us in a ball on the floor when we are bawling our eyes out. But God is not done yet. Death is not the final period in the story of our lives. God's a master at continuing the story. We have what I think is an improvisational God, a yes and God. You might be thinking, Pastor Corey, what in the world are you talking about? A yes and God. What does that mean? Well, there's a concept in improv theater. And in improv theater, it's called yes and. Because in improv, you want to keep the story going and evolving, which means your attitude toward anything that your partner says to you is yes and. It means that you don't deny what your partner is saying to you. You acknowledge it, and then you further that idea or move it in a new direction. When Jesus arrives, Mary in her grief says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus doesn't deny Mary's comment. It's as if, as a good improv artist, he's saying, yes, I hear you. I hear your grief. For Mary, it feels like earthly death is a final end, the permanent goodbye to her brother. But then Jesus adds the and. Yes, and. Lazarus is dead, and I recognize your grief. It hurts my heart as well, and yet, I will raise him to life again so that you can see the power that God has over death. But the story doesn't end there. Because what happens when God, the giver of life, in the person of Jesus is crucified on the cross? His followers thought, that's it, period. That's the end. Here marks the end of this story. Yes, it feels like it. And we know that Jesus is raised from the dead 3 days later. He comes back to be with them in their grief and to show them that God has power over death. If the giver of life can experience death and come back from it, then surely God has the power to offer the same to us. But the story doesn't end there. Because what does that mean for us today? What does it mean for those of us who are gathered here today to grieve over or lift up the names of those loved ones who we've lost? We grieve, we hurt, we want to be reunited with them now, but they're no longer with us. Yes, God says, I see your pain, that they are no longer with you. And when I am with you, they will be with you as well. Yes, and. There's a moment in our service what is meant to be the high point of our worship, where we are united with Christ. We experience Christ in a real and tangible way. When we gather together to take communion, we are not only receiving bread and wine, but also the body and blood, the real presence of Christ into our lives. And we believe in that moment that space and time are kind of collapsed as we commune, and we are simultaneously communing with the whole church on earth and in heaven, the living and the dead, brought together in Christ. The taking of communion unites us to Jesus Christ, and by doing so, unites us to everyone who is in union with him. This includes all of those beloved saints in heaven. Yes, and a moment where our spirits are united with Christ and our loved ones. I would say that we serve a yes and God. A God who says, you want to put a period at the end of this sentence, but I'm going to turn it into a semicolon because the story's not done yet. So whenever life seems so heavy that it's almost too much to bear, no, God is saying, yes, I see your pain. It's real. It's valid. It's important. And I am here with you in that pain. And the story is not done. Just wait and see how God, the giver of life and defeater of death, will lift you up out of the ashes. And for that, with tears in our eyes and hope and joy in our hearts, we proclaim, Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.